Deliver me from loneliness. I am hopeless without your love. Directionless without your love.
This month is a month of above only existence through the force of faith. And from midweek service, we began to look at the worst enemy of faith, which is fear. And so we are looking at this subject, part three of it, the worst enemy of faith, which is fear. First, 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 6 and in verse 7, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God that is, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. If you permit me, I'm going to quickly recap on what we did from Wednesday. The media can help us to do that. We looked at faith and looked at fear and looked at three key things to note. That is, that faith is an inevitable necessity for the life and existence of the believer. Inevitable. Because the just lives by faith. So to function without faith is to make life to be at risk. Second, we said the worst enemy of faith is fear. Peter walked on water by faith. He sank in the water by fear. We saw that the worst enemy of faith is fear. Number three, we said until fear is addressed, faith is at risk. If you don't address fear, your faith is at risk. That is why we needed to deal with the subject of faith. And then we proceeded to look at the definition of fear from the Oxford Dictionary. That fear is an unpleasant emotion that is caused by the threat of harm, pain, or danger. It's an emotion. You don't like it. There's a way you are feeling. Because there is a threat of danger. There is a threat of pain. There is a threat of harm. Second, fear was defined as the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. Is the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. You are not sure whether you are going to pass the exam, so you are afraid. Thirdly, that fear is the anticipation of something undesirable happening. You are anticipating that something you don't want will happen. Something you don't like will happen. The anticipation of something undesirable happening. The negative imagination of disaster. Fear. Having said that, we began to look at what is the outcome or the impact of fear. When a person is afraid, what impact does it create? Number one, we said that fear undermines the almightiness of God. When you fear, you are saying that the devil is more powerful than God. You are saying that God is not powerful enough to deliver you. Fear undermines the almightiness and the goodness of God. Number two, we said that fear exaggerates the wickedness and powerfulness of the devil. Fear makes the devil look more powerful than he is. It exaggerates the wickedness of the devil. Third, we said fear gives prohibition to the working of the Almighty. It is hindering God from working. When you decide to be afraid, you are stopping God from doing what he wants to do. Number four, that fear grants permission to the devil to work. Wherever fear is allowed, Satan is at work. He grants permission to the devil to work. Number five, fear paralyzes profitable action. The steps you are meant to take to change your life, the devil said, don't waste your time, it won't change anything. Israel was paralyzed in front of Goliath. Nobody moved because everybody was afraid. Fear paralyzes profitable action. Number six, fear causes established results to disappear. Peter was already walking on water. That was a result already established. When Peter feared, he sank. There are people who lose their health to fear. They lose their protection to fear. What you already, somebody is afraid of becoming poor and he was rich before. Suddenly he descended into poverty by the fear. Somebody is afraid of not repeating his father's cycle. He feared it until he repeated it. Fear causes established results to disappear. Number seven, fear brings the climate of torment. When you allow fear, you have allowed torment. Your life is under torment for as long as fear is allowed. And number eight, we said that fear brings disastrous outcomes. Outcomes that are disastrous are attracted by fear. Job said, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. Somebody say amen. Having said that, what is the cure for fear? We began to deal with that. The origin. We started with the origin of fear. What is the origin of fear? We started that in the first service. Number one, it's negative input to life. What you hear, what you see, fuels your fear. There are movies you watch. There are books you read. There are informations you get that ensures that you lose your faith. Negative input to life. Number two is negative past experiences through the power of imagination. You pass through something in the past. Maybe you had a robbery attack at that time of the night. Almost every night, you are under tension until you eventually overcome. Negative past experiences through the power of the imagination. Number three, current personal experiences. Maybe they gave you a medical report in your hand. Chief Jatel testified in the first service. He was plagued with cancer of the prostate, with a PSA over 20 something. He had an encounter in the dream of the night, where he said he saw me place my hand on his loins and say, who put this inside you? He was here last week, healing and deliverance service. If you turn back to hell, checked him at the CBN clinic within the week. The same place, PSA returned back to 0.5. nanograms and so on. Symptoms gone. Current personal experiences. Number four is human or demonic threat and intimidation. When somebody said, do you know who I am? Do you know who you are dealing with? Is it me you are talking to like this? That was what Goliath did to Israel. For 40 days, 40 nights, Goliath harassed Israel. He confronted Israel. He intimidated Israel. And I announce to somebody here today, every threat of intimidation, whether it is physical, spiritual, or demonic, I declare it canceled right now. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Say here, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. We looked at that, those four as the origin of fear. Are we on number four right now? So we are continuing with number five in this service. What is the origin of fear? Number five is the negative experiences of others. The negative experiences of others. What other people pass through that the devil is suggesting to you could be your portion. In Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 12. See what he said. He says, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom these people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be barren. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. That is, it is possible to acquire fear. Fear is an emotion that is contagious. It carries a contagion. Neither fear ye their fear. That is why it is important for you to beware of your association. Because association determines assimilation. I'm going to talk about that shortly. Neither fear ye their fear. A young lady sent me a message. 25 year old. Breast cancer. As I was about to pray for her, I realized that her mother died at the age of 45 of breast cancer. Sister, 25, breast cancer. So the Holy Ghost said, this is not just a spirit of inheritance now. This is a seed of fear. Mother went through the same. Sister went with the same. And the devil began to suggest, are you sure you won't be the next? And then it arrived. I once saw a woman who nursed her auntie that died of a terminal disease. And all of a sudden she began to feel the same symptom in her body. 20 something years later. Now, the truth of the matter is that it happened to them or to that person does not mean it must happen to you. Herod killed James with the sword. Could he kill Peter? The reason why James could be killed by Herod, only God knows. When we go to heaven, we'll know. But the fact that James was killed by Herod does not mean Peter should agree to die. He said, neither fear ye their fear. The portion of this one must not be the portion of that one. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to you today, every satanic agenda that has come as a threat to you based on the experience of another person, I declare that agenda is arrested. How many of you have heard me say before here, you will not die like your father died? Have you heard it before? You will not die like your sister died, like your siblings died. I repeat that again in the name of Jesus. Every threat of the devil on your life is hereby arrested. You will not be wasted like your father. You will not be wasted like your mother. You will not be wasted like your loved ones. If you shout, if you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Neither fear ye, neither fear. One day everybody had allergic conjunctivitis. I think it was in university or something. Everybody's eye became red. Allergic conjunctivitis on the spot. And it was moving from person to person. Suddenly I began to feel the same symptom in my eye. I said, no way. I opened the eye for the eye. On the mirror. I said, not here, not here, not here, not here. It advised itself before the sunset. Neither fear, don't just surrender your life because it is happening to everybody. Neither fear ye their fear. Remember the days of Corona bad boys? My case was very bad. You know how bad my case was? Somebody would come and say, Pastor, I have Corona. He's speaking into my mouth and into my nose. And he wants me to pray for them now. Not one, not two, not three, not four. You are a pastor, so I'm coming to you. No social distance, no covering of mask. Not one, not two, not three, not. Berecetiously. Some will clean their eyes, sneeze on their nose, and bring the hand for handshake. And they don't care what happened to you. I mean, you are the pastor, so pray for us. I have just been diagnosed of Corona. And he's telling you, expecting you to remain normal. And some had it, but they didn't reveal it. They just came saying, I need prayer. The Lord did not allow it to branch near us. Not by accident, not by mistake, not by way of symptom. Neither fear ye their fear. If there is one thing you must leave here today, just remember that Peter is not the same as James. Whatever happened to James, we don't understand. God will explain to us later. But the destiny of Peter must not be the same as the destiny of James. That James was killed, beheaded by Herod does not mean that Peter too must be beheaded. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear their fear. I refuse to fear their fear. I refuse to fear their fear. Shout a louder believers, amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Neither fear ye their fear. The negative experiences of others. Number two. Oh, I missed one. Alright, let's go. Number two is negative fear nurturing association. Negative fear nurturing association. When you are associated with somebody who lives in the realm of fear, you can't escape fear. When your closest friend has zero faith, when he is a negative prognosticator, a negative predictor, in Proverbs chapter 39 verse 20, the Bible said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. The meaning is the same. He that walketh with the fearful shall be afraid. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 33, 1 Corinthians 15, 33, he said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communication, bad association, will destroy any moral you have. There was a house help we had in our house many years ago, you remember? That she herself was afraid of chicken. She herself was afraid of kukuyu, as we were calling those days. And almost made one of our children to become mortally afraid of chicken by her negative association. Say, kukuyu is coming. And be frightening the little child. Because herself, you see, be careful who you surround yourself with. If you care about your faith, you must mind your company. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If you care about your faith, you must mind your company. There are companies you keep that will collapse your faith. They will flatten your faith. They will ruin your belief in God. They will ruin your confidence. If you mind your faith, if you care about your faith, mind your company. Somebody say amen. I don't have one human being in this world who stands around me and surrounds me with fear or fearful suggestion. I don't have such. That is why we move the way we move. My wife has learnt it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you bow, if you don't bow to our God, we will send you into the fire. He said, we are not careful. There are those who are over careful because of fear and over caution is the foundation for under action. When we went for Jalingo Crusade, I'll talk about Kaduna Crusade just now. There were three major things that were the challenge at that time. Three major things. Number one, the lockdown was just coming out and they had banned open air meeting. Public gathering of crusader anything was not allowed. They were just trying to lift the ban, but it wasn't fully lifted. Number two, banditry were on rampage in that territory. Just before then, I think the soldiers engaged or military people engaged them around Wukari somewhere, and according to what they told us, they were overwhelmed. That is, we overpowered the force. It was a holiday of the other religion. It was their holiday, their period, and all of that. And crusade was held with these three matters on ground. Before we went for that crusade, when I saw these three things, 48 hours to the time, I was still considering whether to go. Lord, publicity has happened. Everything has happened. But there is nothing that is compulsory in life except to go to heaven. The publicity can be shifted. Crusade can be shifted. Lord, what are you saying? He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting door. Let the King of glory enter. That is what he told me. He said, summary of what he told me. He said, I'm waiting for you there. So I came and told you, what did I say? I said, God just spoke to me. We are going. She has no option but to say, yes, sir. And when we came and landed at the airport, and they were driving, we saw vehicles parking by the side, just like that. So we asked the people leading us, what is going on? He says, because of the terrorism. Because people don't know who is who. So they just park aside from the road. Wow. That was the climate we went in. And if you give us the clip of that crusade, it was eruption, miracles, signs, wonders. On Friday night, we declared, that's the last day of the crusade, that those who don't want life to be peaceful for people, the earth should release them. By Wednesday of the following week, that's less than 5 days, the gangs clashed. And the head of the notable one was escorted out of the land of the living. I thought you would show us a little clip of the Jalingo Crusade. Or are you so overwhelmed with? With Kaduna Crusade that you cannot trace the clips of Jalingo Crusade. Listen. Anybody, that's right, who associates with you, anybody who associates with you, that was Jalingo Crusade. He was the champion until Kaduna came. Amen. Listen to this. Listen to this. Anybody whose association lead you demoralized, run. They leave you without audacity. They leave you with negative emotion. Run. You are not their enemies. Neither are they friends. They are people you know. Listen. Everybody sat in the boat. But there was one person who encouraged Peter to walk out on the water. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look for friends and associates who can cause you to dare the undareable. Who will encourage you to dare the undareable. Who will encourage you to confront the unconfrontable. Who will encourage you to take steps that are daring. There are many who will advise you to sit in the water, sit in the boat. There are a few who will tell you, move on, you can walk on water. Those are the kind of people you surround yourself with. That's the kind of father in the Lord I have. And that's the kind of company I'm in. People who believe anything is possible, anything is achievable, anything is realizable. Beware who you marry. Don't marry anybody who will encourage you to sit in your comfort zone. Who will discourage your attempts. In fact, there are those who will envy your effrontery. You say you are too daring. Who do you think you are? Hallelujah. Your friends, your company, yes. When I see people talk and I see them talk unbelief, devil is powerful, devil is this, I give them space. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to somebody here today, every wrong association in your life, I prophesy a disconnection right now. The Lord set you free from anybody who is not good for you. You know, Jesus said, if your hand offend you, the hand offend you means the person or the people that may be negative to your life may be as close as your cloth. As close as your cloth. I remember the story of a young man. His father kept on telling him bad things about his mother. Your mother is a witch. Your mother is this. Your mother is that. 12-year-old boy. So he stood up one day and he told the father, he said, you like your mother. And you want me to hate my own mother. Is it possible? 12-year-old boy. He left the East to trace his mother in Abuja here. The mother brought him to me. He stayed here, finished secondary school, went to the university, finished. You love your mother, but you want me to hate my own mother. Your own mother is not a witch, my own is a witch. Is it possible? That's what 12-year-old boy told his father. That's his revelation. That is, it's better for me to stay outside of you than for you to push me against my mother. It's better for me to go and struggle on how to succeed on my own than to live with you to poison my mind. All truths are parallel. Look at your neighbor, say, who is your closest associate? Say it very well. So, say, whose voice do you listen to? Who do you give your ear to? They are determining and deciding both your fate and your destiny. At times when I pick a phone and somebody is talking gibberish or garbage or things I don't understand. Hello? Hello? All right, speak to you later. Phone is off. You have seen me before. He said, Daddy, this kind of operation. I pick the phone, off it. Do not disturb. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive freedom from the wrong association in Jesus' precious name. What is the source of fear number 3 for this service? First of all, we looked at negative experiences of others. You saw that somebody was afflicted. And then we also saw negative fear, not true association. Number 3 today is enemy-originated dreams or revelations. Enemy-originated dreams or revelations. There are dreams, visions, or revelations. Both your own and your friends that came to fuel fear. Look at Job chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Job 7. He said, when I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. When Job thought it was God who was fighting him, he said, then thou scarest me with dreams and terrifiest me through visions. This is the major, major, major tool of the devil. You scare me with dreams. You terrify me through visions. One day, Papa Yedeko saw a dream in the night where he was being buried. So he says, Satan, are you not a dummy? Is it possible for somebody to be buried and he's still standing watching himself? He said, there is no wisdom or knowledge in the grave without thou goest. How come I'm standing and watching me being buried? It is you that is being buried. One day, the devil gave a vision in the night to me. Showed me it was a demon with greenish eyes that gave himself a timeline. A major conference was coming, and he gave himself that timeline before that conference. In other words, you won't see that conference. To mesmerize that devil. I didn't tell my wife the dream. I didn't. Such a dream. To help her to achieve what? I didn't. If I pray about this dream, I am not of God. If you are a devil, try it. Now, that is somebody who dreams, see things, and they come to pass. Even without dreaming, you say it, they come to pass. When the time has come, and the time had passed, and I told my wife, this was what I saw, where the devil gave himself a timeline. The Bible didn't say as many as are led by their dreams. Is that what it said? He said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The just shall live by his dream. Is that what he said? The just shall live by their faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you see it 1,000 times in one night, and it is not in line with the word of God, it is called trash. You saw it 1,000 times in one night, and it is not in line with this word, with this book. Most afflictions appear to people in the night. Say he saw himself urinating in the dream, and then it happened in the physical. He saw himself injected and so on. Wake up in the morning. The devil show me where it is in this Bible. That as who I am, I should be experiencing what you have just showed me. Bastard devil. Somebody say amen. One day I was going to pray for somebody. I told the story before. Around the year of 1986. I experienced what you would call an oppression. Meanwhile, I have played the person on a fast. That statement was something like, you are going to pray for another person here. See the devil oppressing you. 86. I stood up and I went where that person is, possessed with a witchcraft spirit. Prayed for her, cast out the devil. She was under power. I said, tell me what happened. He said she saw dogs, left her body and started running. God delivered, got married, God gave birth to children. Delivered and liberated. That is, if I was to follow the dream I saw, I wasn't meant to pray for another person. Am I communicating? Don't let your life be a shadow of yourself because you dreamt that an affliction, you saw something that happened to your mother, or you saw something that happened to your family, or you saw an affliction or something on your body. I've seen countless dreams that are 100% useless. They don't have any value except oppression value. And they are to be returned to the devil from where they came. This word, your lordship, this word, that is the real evidence. Dream evidence may be hearsay or demon say evidence. If it is not the word, discard it. Resist it. Crush it. And God will stand by you to say, yes, you are my daughter. That word is mine. If some of us were to follow symptoms, we won't be here today. As far back as medical school, I went to the toilet, I saw blood. Yes. Undiagnosable abdominal condition, age 12. hospitalized for 1 week. Febrile convulsions. My classmates checked my blood pressure in physiology. It was high at that time. It has since returned back to normal. Does madman not know market day? You know what day? Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And finally, if that was enemy originated dreams and revelations, the final will be ungodly living. Ungodly living, because the wicked flee when no man pursues. If your conscience is not clear, your boldness is not there. If your conscience is not clear, your boldness cannot be there. Psalm 28 and in verse 1. Everything can, even the sound of a grasshopper can pursue you. While we're in the university in those days, there was this young man, dark, very hefty, permanently on Indian hemp. One day I caught him. Asked him to kneel down. He quaked, went on his knees, and led him to Christ. So, trying to talk to him later, he said, you know what? Anytime I saw you coming, that is he's telling me, it was as if you are coming to catch me, to destroy me. The wicked flee. That devil inside him, he says, it was as if you are coming to catch me, to destroy me. If your conscience is not clear, your boldness is not there. You may be doing bold face, or you'll be doing it until a major challenge arrives. The devil will tell you, who told you that you can pray to God now? Who are you that you expect God to hear you? That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. I pray in the name of Jesus, grace for the maintenance of the clarity of conscience. That grace is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Finally, what is the cure for fear? I mentioned two or three in the first service, and I'll mention it again. Start from the first service, the cure for fear. Consciously avoid actions that open the door to fear. Actions like what? Like reading things, watching things, listening to things that will fuel your fear. Avoid actions. Consciously, avoid actions that open the door to fear. Number two, we said, continually feed on the word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Continually feed on the word of God. Continually. Continually, continually. When you feed your faith, you starve your fear. Say that again. When you feed your faith with the word, you starve your fear. Continually feed on the word. That was number two. Number three, walk in uprightness. I just mentioned that now. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. That was number three. Number four, reflect on the testimonies of the acts of God. Just reflect. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God.
will see how great, how great, how great is our God.
1 Samuel 17:34. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and he kept a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him and slew him. He said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Verse 37. He said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion, from the power of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. That was a testimony that was killing fear in the heart of David. Has God done it before? For somebody you know, he will do it again and can do it again and again and again. An army officer just sent me the testimony this morning, a member of our church. He said that they were at the boundary between Zamfara State and Kaduna to tackle bandits. He had a troop. He had 3 armored tanks. He said they had managed to clear some. And then they were going towards that boundary to meet a joint troop that was coming from the Kaduna side. Then they had an interception of the communication of the bandits that they should mobilize the strongest of them from everywhere and ambush these people and clear them. He said, in fact, the surveillance group above then confirmed that they are massing together, the bandits, massing together to ambush them at several points. That major he testified here before. He said, Lord, my family is young. Will I just die like this? Because he knew those people are just demons. And they were, from what they were, fillers were getting, they were going to be grossly overpowered and overweaponed. He said, Lord. He said, he started imagining how he would lose his wife and children. I mean, in how they would lose him. All of a sudden, the voice said, don't you know who you are and where you are coming from? Then he screamed, there shall be no loss. He said when they went into battle with them, they were in battle for 5 hours. 5 hours. 5 hours with firepower. Continuous firepower. As if like weapons that had endless bullets. That is not my excitement. On their camp, not one soul was lost. He said, not one soldier, not one, not one, not one. On the other side, massive casualties. On their side, not. He said, before he went for that person, he came for a bottle of oil. He brought it and I prayed for him. And he went. I just saw that testimony just now. He said, he just want to appreciate God. 5 hours of war. Endless fire. Oh my God. Five, not 5 minutes, not 50 minutes. You are in the midst of raw fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours non-stop. The Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I am here to announce to somebody again, you shall not be wasted like chicken. You shall not be wasted like chicken. You shall not be wasted like chicken. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Listen, sit up. That kind of testimony, you draw strength from them. That you can come face to face with fire and still pass through as if nothing happened. Reflect on the testimonies of the acts of God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 36 to 38, we saw how Mary received it. That was number 4. What number was that? 4. Number 5. Draw on the flow of the Spirit. The flow of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the spirit of faith. It is the antidote to fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Spirit of God is the spirit of faith. Every time you leke teke babarata shatakola toratisa, zeke toko bagadaga lagadagada, you are irrigating your spirit with faith and choking the spirit of fear. No wonder Jude verse 20 said, he said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Jude has only one chapter, verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Build your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Build your faith means kill your fear by praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you build your faith and you kill your fear. Finally, deal aggressively with the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. We just saw it now. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. James chapter 4 verse 7. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you deal decisively. One day, we were traveling from, I believe it was America, to France. To land in connecting flights through France home. Aircraft came like this. It was very, very violent and very aggressive. People are screaming and people are shouting. Remained in the air for a long time. I knew that a crash was about to happen. I knew. One tattoo, yes. My wife and I said, if it will crash, we won't be inside. And if we are inside, it's not permitted to crash. And that is your story. If it will crash, you can't be inside. And if you are already inside, it's not permitted to crash. While it was still moving, suddenly. And the worst thing is that when such a thing happens and the pilot is not talking to you. After a while he said, ladies and gentlemen, we just experienced the failure of the automatic landing system. And after they hung a while, he stabilized and they landed. That is a fertile ground for fear. But at such junction, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I want you to know that fear is a choice. You can make the choice against fear. I will fear no evil. I will. You can choose to fear. And you can choose not to fear. You deal with it. But by the time the sound of vegetable, you are moving. The sound of cockroach, you are shaking. You devil of fear. You tormenting spirit of fear. You have no place in my life. You have no place in my body. I curse you and I command you, get out! Stand up on your feet, somebody. Don't forget it. No matter how strong you are physically, Satan will dare you. The Bible said, Satan taketh Jesus. But once he dares you, confront him with word. It is written. It is written. Spirit of fear, you don't have a place here. Somebody say loud, amen. His wife, that's Noah. Dead spirit. Family people that are dead, this and that. Choking her, rushing to the hospital. She's gas, whatever. Then commanded the night. And I said, look, don't agree to die. Don't watch yourself. Resist it. Fight it. She fought it. But she lived. She's living. You will live. You will fulfill your days. Was somebody blessed this morning? Lift your hands and thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercies. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him, honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him, honor him, adore him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. We are going to pray again very, very shortly. But like I said, we bring you greetings from Kaduna State. We came back yesterday. Tweeted, thank you for daring what others dread. For going where others won't go. An elderly man of God who has been in ministry for close to 40 something to 50 years. We spoke while I was in Kaduna. He said, thank you. He said, you are going to all these places. The other day you are in Maiduguri. The other day you are in Bauchi. No, he said, nobody is going there. He said, thank you. In the month of March alone, 3 mass kidnappings, including the kidnap of 287 children. March has not finished yet. In that same match, you head for crusade. Our people said they did publicity, the kind of publicity, in some strongholds of, that people were surprised. Say, what? Is it possible for people to go out like this and be talking Jesus in this kind of places? Then we're there in the crusade. Morning, evening. And then we were at the stadium in the midnight. Praying from 11:30 to in the open air where people are being kidnapped and you are broadcasting it live for the people to know where you are. Ay, 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 ay. Morning, evening session, morning session. And then, session at the university, Kaduna State University, incredible session. And then, on our way out, another session at the airport. I wish we can show the clips of those healings at the airport. If they don't, I don't want them to show the faces of the people, just for the sake of, So, show us the crusade, Kaduna crusade. Very quickly, and then we'll pray.
They are dancing to the drumbeat.
Become straightened. Come back, my enemy. Softness, become straightened.
Little boy paralyzed.
I want you to run forward here, speak prophetically.
Oh, that's all.
I say, it shall do not fail, there shall be life.
I do not know how you have come.
For a night tonight, as you sleep before you wake up in the morning, every encounter you need to change your story is released for you.
That is the church in the morning session at the church, Dynamic Church. Overflow outside everywhere. Cardinal State University Campus Crusade in the morning of Saturday. Crowd everywhere.
In your school, in your class, in your family, in your generation, your presence must be filled heaven so that your absence will be noticed.
Yes. Jesus. On both, amen. Both, yes.
Amen.
We took welfare material for the students. Food.
We ask for your help. We ask for your mercy to be released upon the university. We ask for first grace.
That's prayer for the deputy vice chancellor and her team.
In the name of Jesus.
That is Dunamis Church Mandoro dedication. That's Dunamis Mandoro. Church from outside, and that soldier had an accident with a hand that was afflicted, and now the power of God is sitting at us at the airport. She's crying because she couldn't feel the pain anymore. She's shocked. The other one, a pilot stroke paratrooper. He said he jumped from an aircraft behind enemy lines during one of the operations and landed on the leg. And that leg make sure the covering is done very well.
No, you have to go completely. It's 100%.
Before you leave now,
see,
you
have to go.
So,
do whatever you want.
For those of you that fly, why should they let you drop down?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. All who see, how great.
Have you shown us all the still pictures? One more time.
How great is our God. Go. Sing with me, I will see. Oh Lord,
you are the name.
Just one weekend, the level of impact. One weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But this is what is most important. I'd like you to see the sacrifice that took us there. In the midst of banditry, in the midst of terrorism, in the midst of threat, in that part of the country. But Harcourt Crusade was the first crusade this year. One person picked the bill and said, Can you tell me everything it will cost for this crusade to be done? Billboards, buses, everything. It was in tens of millions. The person paid at once. While this crusade was coming, all of a sudden it was quickening in my spirit, and I said to my wife, looks like we will take up this one. So I sent our accountant to speak to the pastor, the organizers there in Kaduna. What is the total bill of this crusade? 100 buses and more. Billboards everywhere, jingle on radio, everything. It was still tens of millions. And they brought the bill. We signed it, handed it to the church accountant. The church shouldn't pay one dime for this crusade. It is on us. That was sent to Kaduna. The pastor called me. He said, what an example. You are doing all of the things you are doing and still giving out the money to do this. I said, if you have drawn money from the church account there for the crusade, return it back. This is the money to use. So on the second night, right, of the crusade, I told my wife, I said, I feel excited. Seeing the throngs of the people that were outside the stadium, can you confirm that? That were outside the stadium on day two of the crusade. They were almost, they can almost feel another stadium. If we did a third night, we would need a second stadium. So, I told her, I said, I am so excited. She said, really, what about? I said, look at this. God used you to bring the money for this event to happen. And you are also the one preaching. And you are also the one praying for the sick. And the sick are coming to testify. It is as if you decided to pay for people to be helped. That is, Lord, I'm willing to take money and pay so that somebody can be saved. I want to pay from my pocket so that those twins can be hearing for the first time. What a life to live. As I enjoy living like this. I never planned to be a pastor. I never planned. I studied medicine. I wanted to do it full blast. But I was trusting God to make big money and use it for the gospel. I want to say this because most things are not said. So people assume they don't know what is really going on. Most things are not said to avoid things being misunderstood. But in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 from verse 3, David gave the example of how he gave money for the temple. And he asked people to follow his example. My dear brothers and sisters, this train is moving. Don't be left behind. Don't come to the day when you finish your life and you realize that all that you did with your life is what to wear, what to drink, what to drive, where to sleep. And you realize that there is nothing waiting for you in eternity. Don't come to that point. I told them in the first service, I said, these things are a regular part of my budget. That is, if 10 naira enters my hand, 10 naira, in that 10 naira, there is a percentage for tithe, which is 10. There is a percentage for my prophet's offering. There is a percentage for crusades, a percentage for project in case there is a building. There is a percentage for free will offering, and there is a percentage for welfare, people in need. At the end, what may be left may be 50%, thereabout. Yes, that's how the percentage is done, or 40. But on a continuous basis. So if there is a crusade, I'll find out what percentage have I set aside for this, and then pull it and push it there. If there's a church building somewhere, we'll be dedicating like two churches soon. Two of them, we built it from foundation to roofing. Right? What is there? And we'll pull it in. Beloved, that is how to live. A day will come, people will forget what you wore. They will forget what you drove. But eternity will never forget what you did. All the struggles we struggle in this world will end one day. No matter how wise you are, you can't escape that. No matter how anointed you are, you won't escape it. No matter how talented, how beautiful, how handsome. When that day comes and earth is over, heaven begins. What will you tell God you did with your life? I was so excited. I just felt like, it's like, Lord, I need opportunity to get some people saved. And if you want me to pay for it, tell me the amount. I just need some people to be saved. I need some people here. That is, you preach to them free of charge. They came with buses and you didn't take one naira offering. Not one naira. To return back the money. Did you see any offering there? Zero. Because unbelievers were not gathered for us to get money from them. And pastors were there, they saw it. The pastors, they all saw it. First day, second day. Oh, well, you people, it cost us so much for this to happen. How many of you can stand up? Zero. Sit and hear the message free of charge. Receive your healing free of charge. Enter boss home free of charge. Arrive at the crusade free of charge. Eh? And we gave them food at the end. The students were giving food at the campus. The people in the church were giving food. With Bibles. Cartons of Bible. You will live well. That amen is still paralyzed. You will live well. You will fulfill your purpose on the earth. Stand up on your feet and let me use the next few minutes. Lord, I receive the grace to live well. We'll start with that one before we deal with here. Alright, thank God all our locations are connected. I want to talk to Kaduna Church. In case some of you in Kaduna gave towards the crusade, don't feel bad. And don't say, but we also gave. No, the money you gave will be directed to something else by the church. So that you can feel comfortable, okay? God bless you. You may not be able to do a crusade. One, but you can give towards it. London, England is next month. Do I have the witness on the screen? People are coming from all over the world. Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, May. Kenya, May. Canada, June. United States of America, Houston, July. Venezuela, South America, Colombia, August. Angola, September. Tanzania, October. Malawi, October. And it will continue going. That's one of our guys advertising London live. Show our guy dancing there. the valley. Kenewo eya Judah. Agune chemba. Odo bogangu. Lift your hands and your voice everywhere and say after me, say, Father, help me to live well. Help me to live well. Help me to fulfill your purpose for my life in my generation. Lift your voice and speak to God. Help me, Lord. Help me to live well. Help me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Help me to fulfill your purpose for my generation. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and begin to reject the spirit of fear, timidity, and any spirit that is contrary to the agenda of God for your life. And say after me, say, Father, I refuse, I reject the spirit of fear, of timidity, and every agenda of the enemy against my life. I reject now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. I reject the spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity, and every agenda of heaven against my life. I reject. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and receive something. There is something that God has in store for someone today, and I declare the release. Lift your hands and receive what He has for you this month. Father, whatever you have to give to me today, you have available for me, I receive. Lift your hands when I say the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And you place your hand on your head. I receive what God has for me. Father, let it be. Let it be. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Break the yoke of ancestral curse. Generational curse. Family curse. Occultic powers. Demonic powers. Let them be broken. Let the chains be broken. Let the yokes be broken. Let the agenda of hell be broken. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. 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 Declare new day, new health, and freshness in Jesus' precious name.